Friends, up to chapter 11, we have seen many aspects about the foreign exchange management. Now, actually, we are entering into the dealing room. Dealing room means where the dealer is sitting and playing with the money or playing with the foreign exchange. This chapter 12 is talking about the dealer and the position maintained at different levels. Let us understand carefully what the role of the dealer is, how it works, what are the types of positions he has to maintain, what are the risk and responsibility of the dealer, and how it is controlled, how the dealing room is controlled. So our objective is to understand the functions and responsibilities of the foreign exchange dealer, then different types of position maintained by him in the forex trading, then distinguish between the exchange, cash and account positions, identify impact of the modern technology, and analyze how the macroeconomics and geopolitical events influences the currency position. Therefore, we have taken into consideration these points for our discussion, that is the dealer, to understand the dealer, exchange position, cash position, accounts position, maintaining position, gross and aggregate position, net position, and role of technology in role of technology in forex dealing, regulatory limits, and the risk framework, that is RBI and Basel III. Future trend in forex dealing also we will have a short overlook. Banks deal in foreign exchange by buying and selling the currencies. If a bank buys at the lower price and sells at higher price, it earns the profit. And if reverse the occurs, losses will be incurred. This spread between the buying and selling rates is the core of foreign exchange profitability. And to manage the risk, banks generally cover each transaction in the international market, ensuring that they hold no open speculative position unless deliberately taken for profit. And this buy and sell balance is crucial for any unhedged position exposes to the market risk. Now the dealer, who is the important person in this whole operation of the treasury, is a dealer. So dealer is a person who is responsible for executing the foreign exchange transaction on behalf of the bank. Okay, this dealer's role is both strategic as well as tactical, which requires the sharp judgment, deep market insight, and immediate decision-making capability. These three qualities must be with the dealer. And its responsibility consists of, one, he has to set the rate setting. He has to determine and publish the bank's forex card rates every morning. Then market monitoring. He has to track the exchange rate fluctuation using the trading terminal and news feeds. Then customer quotes offer the rates to the customer based on the interbank pricing and plus by margin. Position management. Monitor and adjust the exchange, cash and accounting position in real time. Liquidity management also he has to see by ensuring the sufficient balances in nostro account. The compliance as far as to has to also mention. These are the role of the dealer, and dealers therefore to comply with this, the dealers must have a skill. The skill will be sharp understanding of the global macroeconomic trends, constant awareness of interest rate movement, geopolitical shift, and market sentiment, and ability to handle the stress and make the fast decision the market can shift in seconds. Now, different positions we have to see, which are required to be maintained by the dealer. First one is the exchange position. The exchange position refers to the net outcome of the bank's foreign exchange transactions in particular currency at any given point of time. which represents the difference between the total amount of foreign exchange that bank has bought in and total amount of the currency bank has sold. This position is fundamental metric for the foreign exchange management, and it is directly reflecting the bank's exposure to currency and risk guides the dealer in executing the further trades to balance or profit from fluctuation in exchange rates. Nature of exchange position. Exchange position can be classified into three types. One is a square. Square means it is closed position. When the total purchase of the particular currency equal to the total sales, then the bank is said to have the square or closed position. In this case, the bank has no exposure to exchange rate risk in currency. Next one is an overbought position. Overbought position means if the total purchases of the currency exceeds the total sales, the bank holds an overbought position. This implies that the bank is long in that currency and stands to gain if the currency appreciates, but it is exposed to the loss if the currency depreciates. Then oversold position. Oversold position is that position where the total sale exceeds the purchase and the bank is oversold position. Here, the bank is short in that currency and will benefit if the currency depreciates, but faces a risk if the currency is strengthening. Then calculation of exchange position. How the position is calculated? The exchange position is equal to total purchase minus total sales. If the result is zero, it is a square position. If it is a positive, then it is an overbought position. If it is negative, then it is oversold position. This proposition is maintained in exchange position register, that is EPR. Now, importance of the foreign exchange management. Importance as far as the risk control is concerned, it will be an open position exposure, expose open position always exposed to banks under the risk control, where the potential exchange rate losses due to adverse currency movement. Tight control helps the minimizing such a risk. Under regulatory compliance, RBI and the other central bank imposes the limit on net open position. A dealer can maintain in each currency. Breaching these limits can result into regulatory penalties. Then liquidity planning. Liquidity planning is nothing but exchange positions that can help to determine the foreign currency requirement or surplus, thereby guiding the liquidity management in various currency accounts, like Nostro account. Now, profit generation. Profit generation, dealers may, within the permissible limit, take a calculated risk of open position to benefit from expected currency movement, thereby contributing to the trading income. Then hedging decision. An accurate assessment of the exchange position, which enables the timely hedging through forward, options, swaps, and mitigate the market risk. Then automated monitoring control. Modern treasury system, that is treasury management solution, TMS, provides a real-time dashboard showing the net open position account currency of all currencies. Additionally, many Indian banks now use the algorithmic dealing platform with embedded control to automatically square the position, conduct the risk assessment, and even recommend the hedging actions based on the market forecast and transaction value. Another position, open position, we have seen. Now, let us have the cash position. What is this cash position means? Cash position is the foreign exchange operations which refers to the actual availability or shortage, availability or shortage of foreign currency funds in the bank's Nostro account at any given time. It is a real-time indicator of the bank liquidity status in foreign currency. While the exchange position captures the net effect of the purchases and the sales of the foreign exchange, whether it is settled or not, the cash position reflects only those transactions that have been matured or settled. Thus, it is impacting the bank's foreign currency balances on value date. Now, distinction between exchanges and the cash position. Distinction between exchange and the cash position. Exchange position includes both settled and unsettled transactions or trades, whereas cash position records only those trades that are due for settlement today. Bank may be overbought in exchange position based on the outstanding forward contract, but still be short in cash position if maturities are in the future and today inflows are less than the today's outflow. Now, component of the cash position. What are the components involved in the cash position? Cash position, specifically foreign currency computed as the cash position, that is opening balance in nostro account plus today's receipts, that is inward remittances, maturing forward contracts, less today's payment, that is outward remittances or maturing forward sales. This is called cash position. Now, the components includes opening balance, inward remittances, outward payment, maturity forward contracts, funding transfer, and adjustment for the errors of the late instructions. Now, question is, why cash position management is critical? Because it has got a settlement discipline. Settlement discipline means what? Maintaining sound cash position ensures the timely settlement of the foreign exchange obligations. But preventing the settlement failure and penalty charges in the interbank or client transaction is very dangerous. Second is avoidance of overdraft or surplus. Negative cash position may lead to overdraft. Negative cash position may lead to overdrafts. So conversely, an excess balance indicates that there are ideal funds. There are ideal funds. So leading to opportunity loss. Another one is the intraday liquidity and arbitrage. Surplus funds may deploy in overnight placement, FX swaps, or money market instruments to earn the returns. Funding forecasting. Funding forecast dealer use the projected cash position for the day start, midday, and day end, planning to ensure the adequate liquidity throughout the trading day, adjusting the position as inflow and outflow fluctuates. Now, operational efficiency. Operational efficiency, also well-managed cash position, also important. The well-managed cash position reduces the need for the last-minute borrowing and minimizing the FX settlement risk and improve the overall dealing room efficiency. The real-time monitoring and technology integration. Modern banks are currently, the banks are relying on Treasury Management System, that is TMS, with interference of the SWIFT, RTGS and Payment Gateway for their real-time update on cash position. Therefore, dealers are able to view the live balances in nostro accounts, track incoming outgoing transactions and initiate the urgent cover transfers if necessary. Therefore, the automation of the cash position management includes the auto-matching of the receipts and payments, and predictive liquidity analytics has become a standard practice, particularly in the large bank handling the high volume of the cross-border flow. Now, real-time monitoring and technology integration. As we have seen, the Treasury Management System with interface of the SWIFT, RTGS and other payment gives a real-time balance. Dealers are able to view the live balance. Automation in cash position management, auto-matching, and predictive liquidity analytics is very important from this. So example of the cash position report, that is, suppose it is for the USD, particulars required is opening nostro balance, say 1,500,000. Inward remittance received value today is 1,200,000. Outward remittance value today is 1,700,000. And maturing forward contracts net is minus 300,000. So net cash surplus position will be plus 700,000. A positive cash position USD 700,000 indicates the available surplus that can be deployed in short-term market, while negative position would call for immediate cover arrangement. Now, accounts position. The account position refers to the actual balances held in bank in its foreign currency accounts, typically maintained with the correspondent bank abroad. While the cash position is focused on immediate liquidity availability for the settlement of validated transactions, the account position presence is a broader picture of the bank's total foreign currency holding, which is reflecting both actual balances and expected movement in bank's overseas account. The component of the accounting position. The component, first component, is an account position report generally includes following. 1. Opening balance. Number 2. Credits, that is receipts received. Number 3. Debits, that is payment made. Number 4. Interbank transfers. And number 5. Forecasted movement. Importance of the account position management is, one is, it is for the purpose of liquidity monitoring. Regular tracking of the account position helps to assess whether the foreign currency account have sufficient balance to meet the present and upcoming obligations. Second one is avoidance of the overdraft or idle funds. Okay? Overdraft in the nostro account leads to ideal balances earning no interest, and whereas the underfunding may result into interest-bearing overdraft or failed settlements. Now, funding decision. Based on account position, dealers decide whether to arrange the cover transfer, initiate the FX swaps, or borrow and lend foreign currency in interbank market. Cash flow forecasting is nothing but projecting the inflow and outflow in accounting, which allows the proactive liquidity planning and the capital deployment, especially during the high volatility of the large value transactions. Regarding the regulatory compliance and reporting, in India, Reserve Bank of India mandates maintenance of the prescribed limit on overnight and the foreign currency balances and closely monitoring position held abroad. Real-time monitoring and automation. Modern banks use the integrated treasury platform and automatically update the accounting position. Swift message MT910 credits and MT940 that is statement and MT950 closing balance. These statements are received through Swift from the nostro correspondent bank. Treasury settlement system, forward contract schedule, and inward and outward remittance instruction. The real-time dashboard provides the deals with currency-wise summaries, flagging the funding mismatches, surplus utilization, and need for interbank intervention, and this enables to prompt the corrective action and optimize the currency holding. Here, an illustrative accounting position report. Here, the opening balance for USD Nostro is 1,200,000. Expected receipt today is and tomorrow is $500,000. Then expected payment today or tomorrow is $700,000. and maturing forward contracts net 300,000, thereby projecting the closing balance as 1,300,000. This projected balance guides the dealer's decision to place the funds fund shortage or leave the buffer balances based on the next day settlement requirement. Now, maintaining the position. How the position can be maintained? In foreign exchange dealing environment, maintenance position refers to the strategic and operational activity of monitoring and managing the adjusting the bank foreign exchange exposure. This function is at the core of the dealer's responsibilities. It is dealer's responsibility, and it is critical for ensuring the both profitability and prudential control of both exchange operations. Now, objective of maintenance of the position. First objective is to control of currency risk. Ensure that open position do not expose the bank to unacceptable level of the exchange rate fluctuation. Second one objective is liquidity management. Third one is profit optimization. Fourth one is a regulatory compliance. And fifth one is a operational continuity. The type of position that is monitored and maintained by the dealer consists of exchange position that is maintained by the forex dealer, and its objective is trading and risk management. Second position is a cash position, which is maintained by the treasury operations, and objective is to ensure the day's settlement capability. And third position is accounts position, that is back office, that is dealer, back office and dealer, they are maintaining this position, which is maintaining the sufficient and accounting balances. Exchange position register, that is EPR, this is the daily ledger that tracks all types of currency purchases and sales, spot and forward, which enable the dealers to calculate the net open position. Current position sheet. Current position sheet is a sheet that consolidates the exposure and the settlement across the different value dates, which is used by the dealer to monitor the currency-wise exposure. Third one is a real-time treasury system, RTS. Real-time treasury system, which is integrated the digital platform that provides automated position update and alerts limit breach, war exposure, and projected flow. So dealing room controls is also an important factor. Okay, here system that restricts the dealers from exceeding the approval limit without prior authorization, ensuring the disciplined risk taking. So daily reconciliation again is another point where the regular reconciliation of the dealer position with a back office record and nostro statement to detect the errors and duplication of omissions. Position management techniques. Position management techniques consist of squaring off. Squaring off means what? When an open position exists, dealer may undertake the opposite transactions to nullify the exposure. For example, buying USD to offset the earlier sales, then roll over. Forward contract may be rolled over if the counterparty agrees to make the conditional allow. Then hedging. Hedging is nothing but it is an open position, and that can be hedged using forward swaps or options to mitigate the exchange risk. Then funding and placement decision. The surplus balances may be placed in the interbank market. Deficit may be required to cover the purchases or borrowing in the foreign currency. Now, regulatory guidelines on position maintenance. In India, RBI regulates the manner in which AD bank maintain and reports their foreign exchange positions. The provision includes 1. Net open position limit. Net open position limit means RBI stipulates currency-wise and aggregate net open position that bank must adhere to an end of the day basis. Then overnight position limit. Overnight position limit is limit on unhedged exposure that a bank can carry over to the next day. And reporting requirement consists of authorized dealer bank must submit daily and monthly position report to RBI, including details on open position, maturities, maturity mismatches, and liquidity projections. Illustrative example is given here. Suppose a bank buys the USD 1 million and sells USD 0.8 million. During that day, its exchange position is 200,000 USD. So, sell USD 200,000, hold the position overnight, and if within the limit, expecting USD to appreciate. Simultaneously, the cash position may be required the settlement of USD 1 million, that is import payment, and prompting the dealer to ensure the adequate funds in the USD nostro. Now, gross or aggregate position. Gross or aggregate position is nothing but the total volume of the foreign currency exposure, both bought and sold, irrespective of whether the bank holds the open or square position. So, the measure of the size and the scale of the bank's foreign exchange dealings, and it is important from the perspective of the risk management, liquidity planning, and regulatory compliance and the operational capacity. Now, definition of the gross position is, this is calculated on per currency basis and also consolidated across all currencies. So, aggregate position, gross position means aggregate position is equal to total foreign currency purchase plus total foreign currency sales. Example, if the bank during the day buys USD 5 million and sells USD 5 million, then net position will be zero and gross position will also USD 10 million. Gross position will be USD 10 million. Now, significance of the gross position. The gross position is a risk exposure monitoring. Even if net positions are small, the large gross positions may imply the settlement risk, liquidity risk, and counterparty trading risk. Regulatory oversight. Reserve Bank of India requires the banks to report both gross and net positions for regulatory and systematic monitoring. Right? Now, treasury control. The Treasury Department uses the gross position data to assess the dealer activity and control the position limits and set the risk-adjusted performance targets. Similarly, the liquidity planning is also required. That is, gross planning, gross position highlights the scale of currency, scale of currency flow, and help to prepare the settlement obligations, funding mismatches, and nostro account management. Audit and compliance. Audit and compliance is from the internal and external auditors, examines the gross position, records to verify adherence to the operational control and compliances with anti-money laundering and market conduct and all. Now, the gross position limit. Many banks imposes internal gross position limit for the individual dealer and the treasury as a whole. These limits are designated to prevent excessive intraday turnover and ensures that even square positions are not a result of high risk and high frequency speculation. For example, dealer may be authorized to hold a net position, net open position limit of USD 1 million and a gross intraday position limit USD 10 million or 5 million buy and 5 million say. Net position. Net position in foreign exchange refers to the difference between the total foreign currency purchased and total sales given in the currency at the given point of time. It indicates the directional exposure of the bank. Unlike the gross position, which highlights the scale of foreign exchange transactions, the net position is also a measure of market risk exposure due to currency rate fluctuation. Net position is equal to total purchase minus total sale, where a positive result indicates the overbought position and negative result indicates the oversold position. Now, type of net positions. Overbought position means long position and oversold position means short position. Bank holds more foreign currency than it is sold, then the dealer stand to gain if the currency appreciates, but may suffer a loss if the currency depreciates. Exactly opposite is the scenario for the overseas. Now, square or flat position. Bank purchases the purchases equal its scales. Purchases and sales are equal. So, there is no exposure to exchange rate fluctuation in this case, making it the lowest risk scenario. The net position is the balance after offsetting the overbought and oversold position in various currencies. For example, if US dollar 55 USD rupees 50,000 rupees 55 lakhs overbought, and in GBP rupees 75 lakhs oversold, the net position will be the 20 lakh is oversold. Bank imposes the internal limit on both gross and net open position as per the RBI guidelines. Any deviation needs a prompt action for the explanation. Role of the technology and the forex dealing. Algorithmic trading. Bank now use the algorithmic trading. Automatically execute the trades at optimal prices based on real-time market data, and this minimizes the human error and allows the banks to act fleeting arbitrage opportunities across the global market. Artificial intelligence and machine learning, AI tool and use of predictive currency movement using the macroeconomic indicators, market sentiment and historical trends, conducts the sentiment analysis of the global news and social media to anticipate the price movement and detect the trading pattern that may indicate the risk or opportunities. Electronic trading platform. Dealing rooms are integrated with the platforms like Reuters Dealing, Bloomberg, FXGo, EVS, and other, enabling seamless interbank and customer trades. APIs and cloud integration, open banking API and cloud-based treasury platform. They allow the real-time risk positions monitoring, especially in multi-currency portfolio. The blockchain and distributed ledgers technology. This is a new system like a Swift GPI and JPM coins use blockchain to settle the FX transactions in seconds. So it's reducing the time lags in enhancing the accuracy of the cash position. Regulatory limit and the risk framework. RBI guidelines on net open position, NOP, limits. RBI mandates that the bank must adhere to the currency-wise net open limit. Intraday open position must be monitored and the bank must report to net open position and aggregate gap limits regularly. Violation can be attract the penalties and audit. Basel 3 and 4 norms. Under this, the forex exposures are subject to market risk capital charges, value at risk and stress testing must be conducted regularly, liquidity coverage ratio and net stable funding ratio, that is NSFR, that shall be applied to the currency exposure. Internal risk management. Banks now maintain dealing limit policies, daily reconciliation system, and internal deal validation audit trails. Dealing rooms must align with the enterprise risk framework and treasury policies. Future trend in the forex dealing. Future trend as far as central bank of digital currency is concerned, the similar initiative worldwide are expected to change the cross-border transaction flow. and dealers will need to adopt a digital currency clearing mechanism. Then DEFI and crypto impact. Though the traditional banks are not yet directly trading in the cryptocurrencies, crypto forex arbitrage and the stable coin flow are being monitored by the dealers for correlation and risk. Remote dealing and cloud-based desk. Post-pandemic, some banks operate remotely, which enables to secure the cloud infrastructure and encrypted chat room and real-time dashboard. AI-driven position management that is expected to manage the intraday position, to optimize the funding across the currencies and suggest the hedging strategies based on real-time exposure analysis. So friends, here we conclude our discussion on dealing room operations and the dealers. Thank you very much.